Yo, 皆さん、Manga Sensei Podcast へようこそ。Hey, everybody, welcome to the Manga Sensei Podcast. I'm your host, John Sensei, and today, like every day, we're breaking down Japanese. Whoa, I almost knocked on my microphone. Hey, so quick thanks to Cold House Studios. They're fantastic. Make sure to check them out on the interwebs, coldhousestudios.com. They are there in Provo, Utah, making recordings. We love them. They make it possible to make me sound so good. Yoroshiku. Okay, so today we're talking about if, as I talked about yesterday with our new weeks, talking about if. And we're going to start from the very, very bottom. So the very, very simple way to use if is base four, ba. Now, in Japanese, you have your seven bases, and the first, I, U, A, and A is base four. In Japanese, which you would learn in Japan, if you were like a Japanese high school student or what have you, you would actually learn base four as two different bases. One meaning command, and the other meaning a question. So by putting things in base four, so ikeba, kakeba, sureba, or seba, or koreba, all these ba's make it an if to your sentence, to your verb. You don't want to put ba by itself after a noun. It needs to be connected to a verb, and it can be used as fluidly as you would like to use if. If you wanted to use it for a question or for a statement, both, that is just fine. However, you would want to put it again in the middle of the sentence like you would normally do and make two different clauses is probably the most common way to use ba. All right? Let me show you some example sentences just out the gate that you could use with Japanese. 毎日日本語を話せば早くペラペラになる。If you speak Japanese every day, 毎日日本語を話せば。If you speak every day, Japanese every day, 早く quickly, ペラペラになる。You'll become fluent. Quickly fluent you become. Or if I said, 日本に行けば, if you go to Japan, 日本に行けば, 必ず寿司を食べてみて。If you go to Japan, you should try sushi. It's really good. It's if you haven't tried sushi, guys, come on, you gotta have some sushi. Let me try another one. If I want to ask a question, if I said, こういうふうにこの漢字を使えば大丈夫ですか? If I use this kanji like this, is that okay? I could ask another way. See how I use that? But I use, if I use this, if, and then go work backwards, and then this. A lot of times I see people trying to put if at the beginning of their sentences with after being a native English speaker. And I find that it's important to try to break up your English into really small bite-sized pieces. If you want something, and then what that thing is, stop there, put but at the end and work backwards, and then start into your sentence of the reason or the whatever you're asking, okay? Let's do a couple more quick if sentences. この本を読めば? If you read this book, 泣きますよ. You'll cry. Or, if I said, あそこに行けば, if you go over there, あそこに行けば, 必ず戻れないよ. You can't come back. You can't get back. Or if I said, for example, このポッドキャストのジョン先生の言葉をマナすれば, if you speak Japanese or try to speak Japanese like John Sensei, バカみたいに話せる. You can speak like a dork or a baka, So like you can use this to use your basic if. With that, I will sign off. Make sure to practice and check out our website at manga-sensei.com, and I will catch y'all kids tomorrow. Until then, じゃね. Oh, and make some mistakes. Forgot that. Don't make some mistakes, guys. Come on. じゃね.